Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Chandono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections.
Suspected ZANU-PF members on Thursday allegedly attacked opposition leader Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party in Harare, and several parties and some stakeholders have condemned the attack.
Cases of politically motivated violence are usually high in the run-up to general elections in Zimbabwe. More than 100 people were killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in 2008. ZANU-PF has, over the years, denied any involvement in politically motivated violence.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Mahlabezulu zulu lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona lo onkip stubeke ku-Studio 7 ku-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokukhahlamezwa kwabantu ngesikhathi sokhetho. Siyakwazi ukuthi-ke izolo inkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-National People's Party utshayiwe etshaywa ngabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe bandla le-ZANU-PF. Ulimele sibili lapha emhlathini. Kwathi abanye abantu bakhandwa ngamatshe, bashaywe sibili, behamba-hamba, bezama ukuthi bangene kuZulu, khona ngale ke eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonokhu ukuthi ngesikhathi sokhetho kuba lodlakela. Lwenziwa kuyini udlakela lolu? Njalo nxa lukhona, kambe ukhetho luza kuqhutshwa njani? So ngenani khathi sikuhlelo, sixoxeni, kunjalo kanti.
Ndiripoti duwe, makadini ko?
Hayi, nyaphila mfowethu.
Good. Nyasi inyatsofadza ndiye kurwisana kunoita mapoka ezvamatongero enyika. Tinonzwa mazuva sapfuura vapresident vachitaura vachiti vanoda kuita sarudzo yakachena isina kurwisana, isina kubira, isina chinyi. Asi chimwe chinhu charamba chaakunetsa ndicho kurwisana kunoita mapoka aya. Zviri kuamba zvichienderera mberi nezuro chete, zuva rimwe chete, amai Joyce Mujuru vano mutungamiri webato riya rinonzi National People's Party vakatemwa namatombo kuGlen Norah, vakatoendeswa kuchipatara kuna doctor. And musi umwe chete iwoyo umwe murume kupachivi akarohwa zvekare kuchinzi kwanzi uri weMDC munotinyadzisa chinyi chinyi. Akakuvara zvikuru meno kuti zvichafamba se muchipatara maari. Kumasvingo inongova nyaya imwe chete iyoyo. Saka inyaya inonetsa nekuti inyaya yevanhu. Vanhu ndovanoafektwa nenyaya dzakaita sedzidzi. Saka choda kuti timbotarisa nyaya yekurwisana uku kuti zvinombofamba seiko, chii zvinombokonzera kuti zvinhu zvidai, uye zvekuti chingaitwa chinyi kuti kurwisana uku kupere, vanhu vakwanise kuita sarudzo yavo murugare.
So already we've got some people who are actually sending us messages on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So one of them is Tandwe Spanda, who says, evening before ngalizwa ngobulawayo. Then of what another person by the name Evelyn says, you know, political violence is a disease in Zimbabwe. So how best can we stop it? So ke kuzobuya njalo lomunye obhalileyo lapha uthi nguThabani. UThabani uthi ye, siyakubona ukuthi khonoko kwe-political violence kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe. Pho sikuqeda njani? Yeah, people are asking questions here on how to end political violence one day. So we've actually invited some guests to come on board so that we can actually discuss this issue. So we don't know whether we've got one of our guests or not right now. So we've got Mr. Deo Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Mr. Wale. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you very much. So what is your take on political violence in Zimbabwe?
Well, there are three problems, Gibbs, with political violence in Zimbabwe. Number one, a proper definition of political violence in Zimbabwe is that it is state-sponsored violence mainly, which means that it has got elements of the state, soldiers and the police. So in the case of the violence against Amai Mujuru and their supporters in Glenora, we understand there were at least two soldiers involved. So that's the nature of political violence. It's mainly state-sponsored. It is not about basically about political parties per se. Number two, there is what we call impunity, which means that there is no, in most cases, there is no police action to arrest perpetrators and hold them accountable or bring them to justice. So you find that most of the cases of political violence in Zimbabwe go unpunished, and that encourages, you know, repetitive and recurring cycles of violence. And finally, the idea is not only to violate the rights of the few who are beaten up. So, for example, Maim Juru was beaten up. She is suspected of having suffered a multiple fracture, injuries to the eyes and her teeth. And this is meant to strike fear in the hearts of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of voters, that if it can happen to a Maim Juru, what more about an ordinary supporter? So these are the challenges that we face in Zimbabwe, that it is actually for the purposes of achieving a political end. It's part of really what ZANU-PF has used over the years. And it has to stop, but it will not stop if the police fold their hands and do not do anything to insist on accountability.
Mr. Mavinga, before we take our first caller, I wanted to find out, when you say it's state-sponsored, and you went down a list explaining why it is supposed to be state-sponsored as opposed to political parties that are just going after each other, is there a point where leaders of the state send people out to commit these acts, or is just spontaneous or over zealousness on the part of the ruling party supporters?
No. It has got several layers, but the main critical layer, Mr. Wade, is this. I will take you back to the 2008 presidential runoff elections, where the Joint Operations Command of the Security Force of the soldiers organized and deployed soldiers across the country in districts to beat up people and intimidate them, and to ensure that there is fear and that they vote for ZANU-PF. This was state-sanctioned, state-controlled, state-sponsored. It's clear. But then what happens with ZANU-PF supporters is that they ride on the wave of impunity. That is to say, you know, when I was investigating, I have been investigating political violence in Zimbabwe since, 1998. And when I was investigating in 2008 in Epworth, you know, a ZANU-PF supporter told me this. He said, no child of ZANU-PF will spend a night in the cells because of political violence. So because of that, the knowledge that they will not be arrested, this is what encourages them. So there is, the state again is complicit, because the state is telling them, the police are saying, we will not handle political cases. So if they know that the police will not arrest them, what stops them from, behaving as if the law is in their own hands or their own pockets. But again, the state is responsible because it fails in its primary duty to maintain law and order and to arrest these culprits.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Could please stand by.
We've got to you. Yeah, we've got another guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a member of parliament for Belanda Bampopoma, and he's under the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you doing?
No, siyaphila kakhulu. Ngifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngesinto sibili, ngesindebele qho. Ukuthi umzwile lapho uthi uMavinga ekhuluma esithi ibandla leZANU-PF ungazani lingaze liyenze udlakela lonke lolu, avela abantu ababotshwa. Kwenziwa kwini khonokho, Chuma?
Well, mina engikwaziyo ukuthi yona njengoba ngihlala ngisitsho nje akukaze kube isinqumo esithathwa libandla leZANU-PF ukuthina akuhambe kube nodlakolulo phansi ngayo. Kodwa-ke into esiyaziyo mhlawumbe lina kuyenzakala kuyatholakala uyeza ukuthina ngapha sokuthayele ngapha sokuniyazele ngapha sokubulalela okuyinto esingayithabisiyo. People must understand that day. There is no room for violence for whatever reason and from whatever corner. Into esingayisaphrithi sibe sizimelana naye ngoba into okumele uzibuze nanoba uzana kuzabuya kuwe mathupha uza kuthini. Xa sowuqonde emzini wabo kanye kanye uza kuzwa njani. So yinto okumele ihlalise ezimpilweni zabalulula. Into okuhlala besetshenziswa lethibiti abantu elitshayelwa elitshayelwana ayisebenzi ngoba end of the day uphuma ungela lutho usuke umazi umuntu usuke engozi even ingozi kula abayenza okwengozi and usuzuzula ukwenzelani khonoku ungasuze uthole ngitshonitsho lebhayisikili langkhona enezozalo ezozithunyelweyo. So into esingayivuniyo ngako hlakasikela even uZANU-PF as a party ngililunga mna le-Central Committee which is the highest making decision body outside Congress. Asikaze sikuvumelana khonoko even ngesikhathi sikamongameli waphumayo umongameli uMgabe wayehlele ukukhuluma kanesolo umongameli omusha laye ukhuluma sobala. Kodwa-ke I think now into somele yenzakale ukuthi khona akule kuthengisele ukuthi abantu bona laba abenza khonokho kulezi nsuku sesile technology ukuthi abantu bekhonsela amavideo lanilani bani laba balandele bebanje be-expose amavideo ahambe abe-viral beke bebanje abantu laba bejezise so that kutshengisele ngesiqinisela ukuthi for sure when umongameli umayesithi khona ngafundi violence uhulumende umayesithi ngafundi violence iZANU-PF as a party sibe ayifundi violence nxa ungakwenza uyamawedwa laphana uthwale isiphambano sakho wedwa then singaqala ukwenza khonoko even bona laba abantu ama-overzealers bazakuqina khonoko ngoba nathesi sikhuluma so sokule system yona leyo kuyona abantu sebengcolisana uyathola ukuthi omunye umuntu uyathatha i-tshirt ye-MDC ayigqoke ayenze udlongdlongo laphana bese uthi i-MDC yesiyenze lokho omunye athatha iZANU-PF ayenze laphana bese uthi iZANU-PF siyenze lokho. And so the only way esingakuvala konke lokho yikuthi akeni sithatheni inyathelo yokuthina abantu besibe responsible nxa into lezisenzakala abantu babhizi bathatha amavidiyo abantu abayizamaidenti besiva akeni thatha amavidiyo aningabona la bantu abenze udlakelo olunjalo nxa besezivayolensi lena athatheni ike lwafake lwaposte sithiye ube lokhu siphoste zamanga yeye utwakela esefile yeye lokhu soze so umuntu ephila yeye uyagula siyakwazi but uyaphila yaposte i-useless things asiposteni izinto asiphosteni izinto ezimqoka into ezinjengazona lezizona lezi ezeviolence ukuthi simbone umuntu mathupha kuvideo esipostile abona ecristini esijika siye sibongazi lo nguzibani uGives Dube nangiyana simbonile sile ecristina then umthetho usulandela-ke the law ikubambe Dube ikujikele entilongweni sikuvale sike-once nam kuya yisizeke isizesana singaqala ukwenza khonoku I think abantu bazadesista from ukwenza udlawudlawo njalo ngoba in this new dispensation in this new era even in this century and age into e-violence leyo into kumele ngabe sakhulume ngayo siphucukile sifundile kanti pho into la abayitshoyo yona iZimbabwe i-literacy rate yakhona izayi iba ngaphi nxa sesiba labantu abezinto ezokulema onjalo so ohamba lelitshana labantu umuntu ngabe-free azikhambelele nxa ekhampena wena nxa ungahambelani laye so what yenzo wakho lawe ibuyekelelwa la enzo kwakhe. That's how things should be. Abantu bazikhethele ngokubona ngokuzwa ubona umuntu lo uphetheni umumetheni wini angasenzela khona ngamaphambilini.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma, ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So what Honorable Chuma is saying is that ZANU-PF does not condone any violence. So he says, you know, even during President Mugabe's time, the former President Mugabe's time, you know, he never encouraged violence. So he says, you know, these days there's a lot of technology. Why don't people actually capture those people that perpetrate violence on the phone? And then you post it on Facebook, you post it on any social media platform so that it goes viral and those people will be actually exposed and humiliated. So he says that's another way of actually keeping violence.
It's a good idea, Gibbs, but it's not always practical.
Ask him.
Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. Your suggestion is quite interesting, but in most cases, it's not quite as practical as it might be, because these people, if they see you capturing them on video, for example, they'll drop everything they are doing and come after you. The fact that there is no one, there is no referee in between, no one to protect them when people from the ruling party supposedly attack them, also makes it very, very difficult for anyone to stand their ground and say, you do this to me, I'm going to the police. And when you go to the police, we have heard of instances where people who go to complain end up being arrested themselves. So what can you say to a person who would like to take your advice and do that without fear of being attacked himself?
You see, the beauty of our phones nowadays is that they can actually zoom in a picture. So you don't have to be right there where the thing is happening. You can stand some distance away and actually shoot a video and zoom it in so that it's quite clear. And just you don't have to hold it like a cameraman, I mean for television, who really hold it up there. You can hold it in a discreet way and still take a video. But what I'm saying is that we need to have these people exposed, because at the end of the day, most of these people are hiding behind political parties. They are tainting all political parties, because at times you'd hear it's MDC people that have done this, it's ZANU PF people that have done that. Like for instance, this issue of the mishap that happened to my Njuru, it has got so many versions now that I've heard. Blair, unfortunately, but the one version that I heard is that the man came to some shopping complex there in Glenora, and then there were some bodyguards who were overzealous about him, saying, "President, well, we are president, well, we are pushing people, shoving people." And one of those Magorimbos, those runners by the complex, and then was pushed and fell down. When he stood up and confronted the bouncer slapped him, and that's where the fight started. And then the other runners came in to reinforce one of their own, and that's how the violence then began. And then somebody is saying it's some shame, you know, ZANU PF, for you doing that, did that. So there are so many versions to that story, and we will never know the truth unless if there was somebody who then could discreetly take a shot of all those happenings. Today, we'll be sitting down watching those videos in our social media and then identify and say, oh, this is so-and-so, oh, this is so-and-so. And then we will then coerce the police to do their jobs, because their job is to serve and protect. And they must do that. And I think in the new dispensation now, that era of trying to hide behind ZANU PF is gone. We've got some of the ZANU PF people now who are actually on bail because of actions that they did some time back. I remember there's a guy who was on bail because of some kidnapping that he did. So at least maybe with this kind of wave, we are given some sort of a hope to say that now if you do this, you are going to be on your own, you are going to carry your own cross.
Yes.
But let us have these people identified for sure, and they exposed and brought out, and then we want to see the police action after that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. I'm sure that our listeners are taking note of your advice, mm-hmm. and we hope that it might be a contribution to lowering the violence, the spree of violence. Tinemu Mupafoni, vamachakata muripo ere. Vamachakata muchiripo. I think we've lost that one.
So let's go to Mr. Tiwa Mavinga, maybe yes. to read
yeah.
to yeah. So Mr. Mavinga, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here again.
Now, can you react to what Honorable Chuma was saying? Because it seems as if he's saying, take people some videos and post them on social media. Does it work when it's political violence?
Well, I want to acknowledge that it helped. It helped to expose the violence.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to expose the perpetrators. So he is correct. But in terms of law and order, we need proper policing in Zimbabwe. Policing that is not partisan, policing that is not subservient to ZANU-PF, policing that says political violence, no tolerance, whoever commits it, but it's not happening. So in Glenora, what has happened? Where is the police report? Where is the police action? Amai Mujuru is a senior political and national figure. She cannot make up stories. She was beaten up by ZANU-PF supporters, and we have seen pictures of the victims. So what we now need, which is missing, is action, swift action by the police to investigate and hold accountable the perpetrators, number one. Number two, President Mnangagwa himself must speak and address directly the issues of political violence. He must address the issue of Amai Mujuru specifically, because he cannot just say in unclear, ambiguous terms that there will be free and fair elections, but does not say anything when the violence is open and clear for everyone to see, as we have seen in Glenora.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. I think we've got a caller on the line. Long Babu Mashongan. Mashongan,
go on.
Yeah, so I want you to go to Uwan Janu Jagela. Yes, that's okay to get this.
Ujagela, I'm going to go to Pen. I'm going to go to Sekaya in December. Even Vule Studio 7, I'm going to go to Ex Combat in Marasila Songelam. Adi station lessons vulagas funeg lapa. Zubchisele indu. Manje, ubalo chuma ma kuluma lapo ni amlalela. Anga kulumi nto izu akala kutu. Fuzi, uzochela ba nduwezi lava nchila lava tumu kutu vayenze ngalende la ne. Manje, mena angbonu kutu inga pela le. Because we wana kutu lava nchila wazuti hambo yombo pisa. Angeka po piwe lumuntu lon.
So go to utata abantu ama videos kuyenzakala kono ukuthi abaze ukuchaya uhlubathathe ama videos ngeyindle
akubathathe banamandla ngithi bathumiwe umuntu ozokudaba sasethatha le phone le ozokudadela le phone angeke manje uba uchuma ukhona lapha
ye ukhona baba
mathi abantu laba abathumelwe sebathathe amavideo uyavuma ukuthi la bantu laba bayakwenza lokho ofa angavumi yena usayenza njengalokho athi angavumi
ngiyakela ukuthi ye kodwa kuphendule ngizwe ubamba khonapho baba chumwe uyawuza umbuzo baba Kolite uyawuza umbuzo
ngilahleka nje
ye uthi khona ukhona ukuthi wena uthi abantu laba bethathwe ama videos kuchutu uyavuma ukuthi ngabantu bezantu be injani
la ngikucho ngifuna angizise kuhle baba la ngithe mina thina njengezana uPhilip asika nesihlale phansi sithi kona abantu kabakhambe bethu abantu phansi ngani and ngihlala edalela ngkhona ele central committee elibumbe umthetho phandle weCongress so asikaze sikhipha amazwana ukuthi abantu cha abantu kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi kuyenzakala kunabantu abenza khonoku bazenzela abanye nge-power hungry yabo ukuthi engxa umuntu ufuba ngu-MP ephela nabampopo malapha kini siyabona ukuthi lapha swela ama-opponents sengizenzela na sengithumela abantu ukuthi khona abantu cha abantu labana lolibeduseni mina ngwami ngenza khonokwana yengilunga lezanu PF kodwa akuphumanga kuzanu PF ngeze khona kwana bese ufuna ukuchaza ngoti zanu PF yiyo i ruling party yiko ngisithi kona asikufuni khona kwana yiko ngisithi kona mina ake kuthatha ama video ngoba kathi sisho nxa siyenzekele even alenzaka le e Harare land ukuthi bakwathi ngubani okwenzileyo nxa kungasela lokuzeni i evidence yangona kugcina kushifa kunjalo which is very unfair njoba omunye ekhuluma nabana umayimduru ngomunye wabadala bethu njalo liwo veteran lethu asiwo muntu omele aphathwe njalo besides khonoko even umuntu ongumntwana laye kamelanga aphathwe njalo akumelanga umuntu atshawe for whatever reason ngenxa yokuthi ukhethe enye into wena ongayikhethanga so yikho ngithi mina sifuna ukuthi kube le evidence yokuthi bona sibili sibili nangeyani uthuma uyabonakala empikitsheni lapha kuvideo ethwele isitina ejikisina njalo nxa sokumenjalo sokuright ngoba sesinayo i-evidence ekathuma esenza
khonaailunga
le-ZANU PF kodwa i-ZANU PF ayimthumanga ukuthi ayenze khonakwana uzenzela yena ngoba yena uyisihwaba ufuna ukuhlala ekupower by all means at all cost
yes yakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Chuma so Mr. Mashongani, it actually posed a question to Mr. Chuma on that, you know, by suggesting that there should be this use of cameras, you know, to capture people in action, does it suggest that maybe he knows that ZANU-PF activists actually do this? So Chuma says, yes, maybe there could be some ZANU-PF activists, but he can't watch for that. So, Baba Mashongani, what do you want to do with the channel?
Angivumelani naye kahle because wabona ukuthi lapha angakhulumanga iqiniso mati yena singayenzeka labathi singabathumanga ngoba amandla lawa abatholapi even maybe isikhathi sahambile but ngize ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi isikhathi lesi ase 2008 abathi lawa baye babulawa bashayiwa lapha akavuma ukuthi labathi laba babe bathumiwa or babangathumwanga but izinto zakudala ngize ngicela ukuthi maybe umbuze kangani loko ukuthi manje angavuma ukuthi kube kuzenjani ukuthi abathi babulalwe lapha mathi manje abathi bafuze babophiwe uma kuthi ngibo labezano or ngubani athatha imlawa awufake ezandleni zakhe
ye so siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mashongani sizambuza-ke sungalalela lawe khona buza kuphendula sesilomunye baba futhi ecingweni sibongele kakhulu so I think we've got another caller
yes tine muno parunare chamoto muripo ere
Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi nzenyu.
Tiripo takasimba chaizvo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuteerera. Ya, tiripo tiri right but ndiri kuteerera zviri kuitika zvakaitika namaimujuru. And we all got with very interesting. The most interesting thing is we are in a new dispensation in Zimbabwe which everybody probably all across political divide we're celebrating it. Now the biggest problem, Ndekuti, like Sangazitar one of your guests was saying, we need videos. Obviously, might be impossible, but at the same time, we don't know who really did that. We are coming out of another dispensation of people who have got probably who used to beat up people, and we know 2008. I was in Zimbabwe at that time. I saw it happening, but now. The president has come up and said we want free and fair elections, which we believe is exactly what he wants. But at the same time, we are looking at also that there can be some people who are trying to derail what the president is bringing to the table, which is mostly a very where everybody is inclusive in making decisions. He's not even denied to have all observers from the European Union, from everybody. This is the first time that we are going to have observers if he goes with his word. So I'm looking at a man who really wants to include everybody. Now we have got some people who would love to derail that. What if it is MDC people that have beaten up the Miami jury? What if it is Miami jury who is making up? Nobody really knows what's happening until the evidence are put to everybody to see.
Pamwe you know pane vanogona kuzokubvunzaiwo kuti okay azvina mhosva kuti ari kurova vanhu ndiani ko mapurisa ari kupi because it doesn't matter kuti warohwa nemunhu weMDC kuti weZANU nyaya iripo ndekuti warohwa uchiroverwa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika ko mapurisa ari kupi mapurisa akadini kuuruka pana panyayai akati taongorora nyayai vanhu vakarova maimujuru ndava vakati. Just so that people can see that there are consequences when a crime is committed in whoever's name it is committed. mapurisa ari kupi ndo zvingada kuzobvunzwa navamwe vanhu.
Izvo zvose zvakangofanana nenyaya dzese semazira tinoita kuti nyaya kana dziri mukati mapurisa hadzisi nyaya dzinongobuda dzese. Mapurisa haangouyi panze kuti takabata vanhu uye vanhu vacho ndiana nini. We are not sure exactly what's happening on the ground. Probably malan pane vanhu vakatobatwa nenyaya idzodzo. We don't really know at the moment. Or what really happened exactly, we don't know. But the thing is, if mapurisa akabata vanhu, mapurisa haende kumedia achitani vanhu venyu vaya vaya ndiana nini. It's a process that goes, they need to investigate people, they need to know who these people are before they even come to us. This thing just happened quite recent. And even not only in Zimbabwe, in any country in the world, police don't go straight to the media and say we've got these people. But the police have to make sure you are only guilty until you are when you are convinced. But if you are not convinced, you are not convicted as yet, you are still a free person. Even if the case looks like that and it shows like you are really the person who did it, until they have the full evidence, then they can come to the media to tell us this is exactly what happened. But at the moment, the president was asked this similar question. His Excellency was asked the similar question, and he answered it. That was way before all this happened. He says, we will have this rule, and we have these people that are not sent by the party, but they are overzealous people. If they are ZANU-PF, that is. Now, how do we know that they were ZANU-PF youth? How do we also know that the MPC youth? Nobody really knows. It could be overzealous people like Tons, who are people who, you know, Zama Windari, who died drama takes, like what Honorable Chuma was saying, that there could be these guys that have been affected. Who really knows? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Now, we as Zimbabweans, this is the only time in our lifetime that probably we are going to witness a free and fair elections, which the international community, inclusively, not only the African Union, but everybody is going to be in there to support the to be able to see whether this was free and fair. And I don't think these guys are opening these doors to everybody and start beating up people. I don't think there's any. They need credibility, this
Thank
government.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Thank you. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections. And our guests are human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. So I guess we've got another caller on the line. Baba Mbongeni, Sithole kunjani?
Siyaphila kwaMzambini.
Siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho?
Oh, siyegoli South Africa.
Awubone ke. Ungathini ke ngodlame ngesikhathi sokhetha? Kathesi kunje.
Into yokuqala nje yokuthi abantu vele bona abahleli bayazi vele kokuthi iZANU-PF vele yona libandla legazi. Lokho vele lo mgabe vele wayevele kuthi ukuthi ibandla lakhe libandla legazi, iZANU Europa. Umeqala ukubusa vele wahle waqala ukubusa ngokubulala. Ngimbonile nango-2008 iZANU-PF kudliwa kayo kukhetho laphayana. Ishaya abantu nami ngazibone ngemathupha ekhaya laphayana. Mina ubaba wami ngomunye umuntu washaywa kakhulu phambi kwabantu iZANU-PF. Abanye abantu begalulise ekudalule emakhasa le vele kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu. Sihlala sibaleka, sicatshe entabeni everyday sibaleka. Inyokothwa ubani wavotela bani nobani wathi abantu bebelayinyiswa. Bebuza ukuthi wona wavotela bani ngubani wathi kuvote uvotele mina ubaba wami bengiyithelele ngomunye umuntu obhale ngathi nge-NDC laphayana endaweni yakithi elinde khonaphaya umuntu vele wavele bemfuna namanje I think vele babhizi vele bamfuna kakhulu. So leyo nto leyo yiyo into iZANU-PF vele yaziye kokuthi wona ukhethe ngeke iziluwile ezilongeza abantu behluphile kaphi liyakwazi ukuthi ma ngabe vele ingazikange yenza udlakela ukhetho lolulala ngeke izilini ngoba abantu bahlupheka ngeke abantu bavotele umuntu besazi ukuthi lowo muntu nguye osembusweni ophethe umsebenzi manje kodwa kakhona ukusiza abantu beZimbabwe. Abantu bahlupheka, abantu abalamsebenzi, abantu abalalutho. Yini into abazokhampena bethi bayincedisa abantu for 37 years? Phela ukuthi umgabe sephumile kungena umnankakho kodwa umnankakho naye still ngumuntu obelokhu evele esebenza nezane ukuphefu from 80 until manje. Nabona laba futhi abayingomasosi akhona yiwo vele ayenzukulwa khona lokho namapolisa. So vele kuzoba more ukudlula lokho esihlala sikubona, ngoba manje vele umbuso vele uphethwe ngamasosha azoyenza futhi ukuthi umlando siyaluwina lolo lukhethi ngokushaya abantu, ngokubulala abantu. Sizokubona kuqhubekela phambili kungavele emuva khona lokho. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu vele abantu, futhi ayikho into abazoyenza, ngoba abantu bezane uPF mabeshaya abantu ababotshwa, kubotshwa bona laba abashayayo. So kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu le eyenzakalayo, kakhulu kakhulu vele kungako ukuthi asinike isandla lokuthi kuzoyenzakalayo.
Esitole baba, sibongile kakhulu, ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu baba.
Yeah, I never won that.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Esitole. You are saying that, ZANU-PF is to blame for all the political violence. And he says, it's strange that ZANU-PF activists are not usually arrested whenever they're suspected to be, the motivators of that kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Chuma is going to come in, but let's take a caller and then... I think we've got a call on the line.
Yeah. Forward, Muchiki Poyer, Mkoma Forward.
Mkoma Forward, Wadbano, Masora Sei.
Tasora, Masora Sei, Makache Ranya Edukai, Tiba Tirevo.
Ayo, doa etno telera, Zakanyanya, Zwarenguanenguande, Zwanes, Wabozi, Kino Batrika, Zakakurisa, Pachiro, Nguaijeji, Zakatanga, Zekunde, Yangari Redi, Yangari Zimbabwe. Ah, then we need to say no. Tina ready. Get us a station. Get us a minicamer.
Ah, Tina go shanda ne zatina zizi zizi. Ticha wana mbere kudikucha fambase. Ma shoko njaka mira se panya ya tina.
Ma shoko andina onai la upindura gachuma.
Eh.
Gachuma zane taura is mu nu uchadirwa. Nafuoti wanamcha sawa na jiji waka zimbamba terero kana uti wa singa cha zimbo zaimbo taura saizesu. Zaka iyo wanaona nukuti munu uno dagu sama kuna turu zaitu ni chisinga na turu ziki endi chini chakato rele kakare mutizi mutiri odokuto wakua kutea. But musuwa ano fukuru wa jirara haka peka ere kana uti yembe zezeo rigari ya iyo musuwa iwe eno papa milipake. No banana do zoti, Zan PF in a violence yakadini and disnetica say, because no good arimo, anatukuzona, kerati of zona, asukdautaura zunus, no indiana nezikitka background. Arkungo tishenda chunu chiri in space, but chiri just on the ground. Asuk defender asukdaura, it is a tutora video, it has a day, apana no good summer photos, rangani. Watore na wale drama video achunguzwa achiro hwaba machitoshwa majere kuzoti munhu nje wakafanana neni kana munhu akangofanana nomunhu unofamba street anozvita ari pai. Saka vachuma ngavataure semunhu wakakwana musoro, munhu uri muZimbabwe, munhu unoda kugara nevamwe, havasi kuda kugara nevamwe nekuti matauriro avo ndokukurunzira violent iri kitika iyoni.
Haivan Tiriko zinza mkuma forward. Aiwa, tiriko zinza. Tenge chitika. Tina wa teriri waka wanda. Uye suwa mwa wani kwa chita kutisini zira.
Ise tu mine zemuru kutawara. Denda to taura ise. Denda to pesa wendu kutawara.
Ok. Si taura ise. Si pesa ise. Mono laku pesa. Asi mutawara ise.
Ya. Mkuma tanoloka wande. Mnona matawara neto ama zinga. Mungo rani we zulu. Wakango fana na nesu. Atina hati masetisketa aza. Asimesu ano unafungwa zino shanda. Saka inite maone mendireta. Indona zokuti electioni daya mboto mira kana bose. Otherwise, zvinhu zvizhinji zvikuru zvirikuitika jazz asati zvanatso kubuda bose. Hapana unozviteverera mumaruwa nekuti ndoma zvakawandira. Saka hazvina need zvekuti pave neelectioni apa pakamira pakadaiso. Kutaura kwamunangagwa hapana chetinoona. Zvinhu zvakangobvira kare navamugabe. Saka inini tati tingoti kuda kwenje kuti maelections ambotomira ingatoshanda kusvika zvaongororwa kuti chiini chinofanira kutora nzvimbo.
Aiwa,
ndo maonero angu.
Aiwa, tinotenda chazvo mukoma forward.
Alright, maeta basa mozo tatenda skuru.
Tatenda chazvo, tatenda skuru. Gibbs, forward here is saying that the Honorable Chuma is too comfortable, just like Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, you know, that's what he's saying. That people like them, Mutasa, were too comfortable, but they, you know, the day ZANU-PF decided to discard of them, they are nowhere to be seen. So he is saying that Honorable Chuma here is doing the same thing because he's inside the tent. He's, he, you know, he's untouched, untouchable at the moment. But the day ZANU-PF moves away from him, then he will be able to witness the ruthlessness of this party. He says that he is loyal to the situation around him because he's benefiting. He is also saying that his idea of videotaping violence when party supporters go after each other is just a little bit ridiculous, saying that even news people from established news organizations have been beaten or have disappeared for taking videos when crimes are being committed by people from the ruling party. And he is commending Mr. Mavinga because he says that he takes the time to study the situation before he talks. So, you know, he is interpreting what is on the ground. Too much violence in the rural areas where nobody goes. So he suggests that the elections be delayed until this thing is sorted out without too much bloodshed.
Okay, that, thank you.
That's what Mr. Forward is saying.
Thank you. Before we go to Mr. Honorable Chuma and Mr. Mavinga, I think we've got a caller on the line. Mbakazita, unjani?
Sikona baba njani?
Asiya phila kakhulu Mbakazita. Nantu daba lamhlanje ngathi ngalo.
Hayi siyabonga baba kulusi daba lolu. Ngizaqala ngobaba uChuma. Ubaba uChuma angazi imbuzo yami ifike ngiphendula. Qala wehle ngiphendule. Ubaba uChuma uyasebenza. Usemsebenzi yini weZANU-PF yababulali. Uyathunga kodwa kwenzayo khonokho ethunye evikele iZANU-PF angiboni ukuthi uyamphathisa ekuqineni bazamlahla baningi abalahliweyo ababekhuluma njengaye omguni babegulisa lapha besenzani balahliwe kakhesi yikho laye vele kuzamfikela uba uJuma engavikeli iZANU-PF iZANU-PF ifikisele ngo-83 ukubulala kwamele ukukhitshe ukudisama izipha iZANU-PF yahla iqalisa ukubulala yaqalisa ukutshaya kuzeamna vele azakile njalo nokuthona lisithi uhulumende omutsha umnankagwazi ohulumende omutsha unankagwazi izisini yathi umgabe ngoba le mpini umgabe uhanjiswe ngumqinangako unankagwazi ngoba lani into yonke njalo kunanto angayiguqula kwiZANU-PF umnankagwazi ene sawuthi iZANU-PF ufuze iwinanelection kuyina angakuguqula khathi sile daba lemathebeleni into angadivulation khathi uzafala uvuma ngoba vele ipholisi ezala ikatshintshwa ayikaguqula yikho ubaba uChuma engabe uvikela into eziniyazo lezo xa ukuthi bamtshayele ujuru umjuru kodwa langayitshayile hayi kubuhlungu kodwa ngenye indlela siyabonga ngoba naye bengabatshaya abanye bekuZANU-PF esenza nalowo msebenzi wokuthuma abafana besiyatshaya ubaba uChuma nxa esithi khona bonaza-ke bahlale phansi beyiZANU-PF bathume abantu ukuthi bayetshaya yikho wena umntwana nxa engowakho nxa kukuthi kumbe inja ingeyakho kawuyithumanga ukuthi ibambe imbuzi zamakhelwane yeyisiyibambile uyenzayo yilo inyathelo esilifuna ukuthi bayenzane ngoba akule mfakazi ukuthi iZANU-PF kusifisa ngo-83 yiyo yatshaya abantu yiyo yabulala abantu yanamhlanje singathenisi kuthiwa wonke umuntu ofile kulalilizwe wabulala iZANU-PF nanamhlanje iyabulala namhlanje iyatshaya uyakwazi uChuma konoko uJonathan lona ubalekile kathesi kodwa uJonathan bemvulize khona phana esaze ukhe yiswa ukuba ulayibungula uthi kanti bantu besindebele indaba elithengisa kangaka yaziyasisusa ubuhlungu kakhulu kati uthi umuntu wasindebeleni amele abantu besitshwele basibulala kabuhlungu kangaka lanamhlanje uthole emnile akele umnike abanikazi bazivikele bona ayikhona umuntu wasindebeleni uChuma abelekho emmele abantu lapo ubamele ngaliphi uhlobo bakhe enesazi ukuthi basenzayo kubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi letinto ezinjani zabochuma zenese uyahola yena siyakwazi kodwa abahlukane lento lezi ngenxa ayetshela ukukhuluma xa ebona ukuthi uthunye into engasiyo ukuzovikela isitha abantu bezanu-PF labo izitha zelizwe laba kulanto eguqukileyo ngabo likababizile ukuthi ngurhulumende omutsha ngurhulumende nalwana okamgabi ofakele ukuthi isithutha sizabona ngani sokunorhulumende omutsha kodwa umuntu olengqondo epheleleyo akunarhulumende omutsha ofakuyo
laphayenalwana
ezanu-PF yabonga baba kodwa ngicela ukuthi uChuma abe nokuphendula ukuthi kathi kungani emele abantu bezanu-PF kade babulala abantu kangaka.
Yes, bongela kakhulu Mbakazita. That is Mbakazita is expressing his own views. He says Honorable Chuma is working for ZANU-PF, and he's wondering why he's defending ZANU-PF so much. He says some people used to do this were dumped, and ZANU-PF is likely to dump him one day. And he says, you know, even if he's saying that ZANU-PF doesn't sanction any violence, what about if the ZANU-PF activists perpetrate that against other people? So he wants an answer out of that. But before we go to Mr. Chuma, let's go to Mr. Mavinga first, then we'll go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Mavinga, I think you have been hearing people saying a lot here about ZANU-PF being the perpetrators. Now, who's going to guard the guards, if that's the case?
That is the big question indeed. Mm. But the other thing that we need to look at is the reality that in terms of political ideology, it does not appear that ZANU-PF has fully embraced the idea of democracy, which is that all citizens or individuals must be free to make up their mind politically as to who they want to govern over them. So there is not that kind of freedom. Although our constitution gives that freedom, you would find that the main cause of political violence is to stop people from freely expressing themselves. And therefore, this is why we say President Mnangagwa's words of promising free and fair elections ring hollow when we see the extreme brutal violence against Dr. Joyce Mujuru and her supporters in broad daylight. And the police do not do anything. And I disagree with the previous caller who says the police should not or do not go to the media. When there is such a high magnitude case of political violence, the police must immediately issue a statement to say, we have received a report, we are investigating, and they will then give regular updates. We have arrested suspects, they will appear in court. We are not saying this is a conviction, but that is the process that reassures Zimbabweans that if there is political violence, there will be swift police action and justice. But now, people have seen that Amaya Mujuru has been beaten, the police have not done anything. They think of themselves and they become afraid and cannot freely express themselves politically. This is the tragedy of what we are looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
The political violence.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Like always, just stand by. We'll come back to you. We want to go to Mr. Chuma for his responses to what the caller said.
All right. Thank you. I think in future for this thing to be fair, when somebody directly attacks me, it's either you protect me or you give me a chance immediately to respond. Because one gentleman said, this is very unfair. I come into this panel to express my views freely without being coerced. And I expect either your protection or you give me an opportunity there and there for me to respond and we set the record straight.
Your point is very well taken, Mr. Chuma. We understand you very, very clearly on that.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, for the record, I am not on any payroll of some sort from ZANU-PF. And all I am doing is articulating the processes that we go through as ZANU-PF, the party, in our meetings in the Central Committee. We have never, ever issued out or condoned a statement of violence at any given level. But if people were listening carefully, I did adhere to the fact that, yes, we have some of our members who might be overzealous because of simple greed to say, I want to stay in power by hook or crook. And those are the people who then end up using any sort of a system to sort of stay in the positions that they are or the position that they want to acquire. And they end up using violence and stuff like that. But most of the time, if you have realized, these things go without evidence. And then that is where I said initially that, let us use the sophistication of our gadgets our cell phones, the cameras now that can do videos and stuff like that. You just need to do it discreetly. I remember when there was violence that happened here in Bulawayo at the MDC offices. We saw the video of the perpetrators who were beating up Umakupe and their national shame and love more and stuff like that. That video came out and we could see who the people were. You see, but it was within that violent setup. But somebody somehow managed to record that footage, and that's the simple thing that I'm saying. I am saying that Zimbabweans are busy taking footages of accident victims of Wanwabata and Nyakadzewan. Let us take this others. This is a more serious issue than a matter of violence. It's more serious. Let somebody be creative and discreet enough to be able to record those things when they happen, so that we have live evidence. Then we don't have to use hearsay evidence. Because you must remember that even the police, when they come in and investigate, they can only prosecute something that has got evidence. If they just take somebody because someone has pointed out and say, it was Mr. Mavinga who did that, maybe because they hate Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga will be taken to court and it will be proven that no, Mr. Mavinga actually that day and time was not even near that place. And then Mr. Mavinga will be acquitted. Our system is not working properly. But our system works with hard evidence. So we need to have this kind of evidence so that we can actually have these people carrying their crosses, because it's so boring for ZANU-PF as a party to be labeled as a violent party. Yet, some of the members, some of them come in to just use the name of ZANU-PF. I know of a lot of people who were going around their cars with the ZANU-PF flags who you would never even see one day attending a meeting of ZANU-PF. But they were abusing it, knowing that as long as I'm identified as a ZANU-PF member, then I might get away with ABCD. Some even went on to put pictures of the former first lady on their vehicles. And if you look at those people, they are not even members of ZANU-PF. They are not even in the cell at all. But they use those things for their own selfish reasons and gains. That is why I'm saying that now is the time with this new dispensation. Someone was saying that nothing has changed between our president Mnangagwa's government and our former president Mugabe's government. But I'll tell you that something has changed, because for the first time we are seeing interaction with Britain. We are seeing interaction with America. Even the American ambassador to Zimbabwe posted something on Twitter, on those lines. That's the change we are talking about. We are seeing a man who's saying that we are going to open our doors for EU to come and observe AU and any other body that wants to do that. That's the change that we never used to have. We're now used to every gathering in South and in South of the West. But this man has come in to say, no, let's embrace each other. We are one. We're a global village. Let's live together. That is the change that is there. Why are we not giving him the chance to say, let's give him a benefit of the doubt and see where this will take us to?
Thank you so much, Kwalite Siyabongakhulu. Ukuthi ke ukhulumekhulumileyo sibone lapha ke on Facebook singakathatha abantu ngesiphangiphange kulobaba lapha ngumama unomakhabo says he said that in 2018 violent tactics are being used to achieve political means. What sort of a civilization are we, and yet we are so educated? Then S. Lindsay Hammond says nothing has changed. I thought uTumkabe was no longer in power. Kanti uhamba njani? Ngabantu banye phela lava. Yeah, then we put another person. Vasco is Moyo says udlame ngolwane bantu bakithi. Then kuzobuya ke labanye abaningi abasithumezela imlayezelo khonapha. Kube kubuya ke njengoPriscilla Mtunga Ndlovu othi kona are people talking about the past or current happenings? Is current and past kona ngapho ke mam. Yeah, so sizokuthokozisa isilo baba uNcube ecingweni. Baba Ncube kunjani?
Sikhona kunjani?
Siyaphila Ncube, sibila sishaye sibili kuzwele. Siyakunika sibili 1 minute yakho. Ushaya kutophele. Kubekwa.
Hayi, bakithi sesizwile ngodlame lwezani lolu bakithi. Besikhumbule manje wona umdala esephumile ngenxa yokuzatshintsha. Kanti sahlala nsuku zonke, sonke isikhathi nxa kusiba namavoti sihlale sihlale sivole sihlale sitshaywa, sitshayelwane.
So
wena. Sitshayelwane ukuthi sitshayelwa ukuthi sivota sisesaba, vele sihle singasakwanisi ukuvota. Bathala abantu asho ukuthini, ngazi indaba engavotshwa nxa engasho bantu bezanu. Indaba engavotshwa.
So
owenza ukuthi bangabotha kuthekathe ngizwe ukuthi ngabantu bezana abantu labo yo thumaza
kodwa nxa kusiyo phambilini kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kunqatshelwe khonoko
Wena usoze kupheli lokhu vele baba ngijulu kupheli lokhu. Ezongwane bantu kube akho vele basembusweni yabusasa. Bayizintando yabo phi?
Yes, siyawuzwa kakhulu phose lokugcina Ncube.
Eh, ay. Sicela sewe sikhumbule ngeke uzathinta lo nyawo lathi evota sikhululekile singesami. Manje hey, bathi la ngathi lathi kathi sibuye ekhaya ke vota vele sizwa into chance sesaba vele ukuthi ekhaya vipi.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Ncube ungadweba kusasa Ncube.
Hayi sibongile baba.
So Mr. Ncube is saying, why are people being beaten up? You know, he doesn't understand. He says he thinks that maybe the situation was going to improve. But he says it's still the same, like what people are posting on Facebook. They're saying there's no change in Zimbabwe. So why go back home and vote? I guess we've got another caller. He's Mr. Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, kwa nitu mwani?
Yeah, Nkona Baba.
Yeah, kunja Nkomo.
Anye pila mi.
Nama pisha nisibi lakus chelitwe nubwana janute wala.
Okay, lalela la. Izanu yebulala abantu bagcwele igazi ezandleni lababantu. Babulala abantu bezaphu ngo-1982, bathatha ama-farms angu-25 abantu bezaphu, bathatha ama-plaza amakampani angu-31. ULookout Masuku loDabengwa babotshwa izanu. ULookout Masuku wafelejele, uDabengwa waphuma namhlanje ngu-president wezaphu. Ma umuntu efikele izanu ephuma emathebele lendo umuntu ohlanyayo ongaphila
ngeyisizakubeka njalo nkomo singathathisa abantu la ubaba uJuma ngabe engumuntu wezanu siyavumela ukuthi abantu bakhulume khonoko so singakubeka njalo ukuthi umuntu ohlanyayo engutshoyo ukuthi singathathisa abantu asikufake mnandi kwezithi sokeni sixoxe khonapha. So akumelanga sithethise abantu. So uphose lakho khona mvaba. Qhubeka. Qhubeka Nkomo. Ye, Nkomo mbona zani sezonde kakhulu ukuthi kabe engafuni ukuthi ngimtshele ukuthi engakhulumi ngokuyinhlamba. So ubaba uJuma Nqaye lapha ubuyela simcelele ukuthi aze sebenza lati. So siyacela abantu ukuthi lingamthethisi ngumuntu esimcelele ukuthi abuyela ukuthi akhulume akufisayo. So lokhu is what is called a public sphere. So baba Nkomo sakhona icinga. Hayi wathi sithi ubaba uJuma ahle mpendulo khona bamasinya. Baba Juma mpendulo.
Ubaba Nkomo uyakhohlwa ukuthi bona izana khuba ngayo le sonke sathi vele siyizonda. Yasiphela le zani leyo mfazana ubaba uNkomo esiyamanyana layo kwaphuma izana uPS. Eyo lapho nje ubaba uDabengwa akangena khona phakathi waba ngomunye wamalunga ezampeni le entsha asiphunguze asizange sokuyangena kwabana sisodwa sangena ngenxa yokuthi ubaba uNkomo wayethe khona hayi bantwana bami ndiyani sigileni lapha sibambaneni siyathula izwe linye. So we are very confident yami nginje ngafelwa esikhathi eGugraund. So asibe ukuthi mhlawumbe ngikhuluma ngokuthi kumbe mina ngangithela kumbe kuyini ngafela, kodwa lapha sikuzana uPS not idlami leyana eyabulala abantu leyana ebula bami siyayazi njalo dlami nje ngavele ngiyizoda kulungile ubamsika wazwakho bantu bona ngavele yayivele indilungela nokundilungela, kodwa leyi esiyafaka ngubaba uNkomo ithiyene laleyana eyabula lani leyi esingeyunit leyi whether then will agree phakathi or will not agree becomes a different issue. Because when I was in the Darren and Jana, one of our corner, and you were left with the Buru, and Ney Zambian Age. Was a Puma game in my own apartment, or no one of the Pesu Gonale, was a Siavira, our former example for the meeting. Or one Kumara is Zapriana Ea Gutana, Yang Zapriana Mandeli, Yang Zapriana Zapriana Mandeli, Yang Zapriana is the long game. You go back on Kumara, you enter the Chibochita. Kwese. Babe kona osakupwanya abavela kona le. Babe kona omtiniri. Babe kona abanengi ochikele ma abavela kona le emashoneni. Babe kona abakuzaphu leyana. So engaso zaphu yobandlululo. Engaso zaphu yamandebele kuphela. Yayi zaphu yabantwana bezimbabwe bonke. So thina lapha esilapha phakathi. Kungabona abantu asesithengisile. Kube sesithengisa amandebele whatever. No, that's a wrong mentality. Silapha ngenxa yokuthi wena sile conviction thina. Sasilandela ubaba uNkomo. And we understand.
Sorry, we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening. human rights lawyer Teoma Vinga, and ZANU-PF Member of Parliament, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tarunu Kawande, hoping to see you next time.